Hello, and welcome to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Catalin Kasoy, senior anti-spam researcher for Bitdefender. Hi, Catalin. Thanks for taking some time to give me a quick recap of e-threat activity in 2009 and what Bitdefender is predicting to happen in 2010.
As always, thank you for having me.
Now, in 2009, we saw a whole range of different security threats. What was the most prevalent threat in 2009?
Well, in 2009, we witnessed a wide range of security threats aiming at both end users and corporate networks. The Downadoop worm, also known as Configurator Kiddo, took a dramatic surge and managed to stay one of the top three global threats during 2009. Although not entirely dangerous, since variants had no malicious payload, its spreading mechanism and its resistance to detection may be regarded as the cornerstone of the upcoming breeds of highly destructive malware.
Now, how was the Downadoop worm able to continuously spread, and do you see more e-threats like it emerging in 2010?
Well, botnets, like Downadoop, for example, are relatively easy to maintain, which is how it was able to spread. So yes, we do expect to see more e-threats like it. Botnets also provide criminal organizations with unmanaged computing power for multiple purposes, such as sending spam, performing distributed denial of service, or pay-per-click revenue abuse. In 2010, Bitdefender predicts that botnets will not only be used for sending spam or denial of service attacks, but will also be used for small and local targeted phishing attacks. Also, there is a high chance that these attacks will use personal information extracted from social media websites. Spammers and malware writers, obviously, are expanding their territory into social media websites. We will see more denial-of-service attacks, but they will be used as a demonstration of power. Botnet owners will take down different websites in order to show their customers how powerful is their network. It's not personal, it's just business. Malware writers will slowly expand their playground to Windows 7 or Mac OS, and fake or what they called rogue antivirus product will still be here in the following year, since both real and fake security companies advocate that the user should have a security solution installed, it is obvious that they will not go down soon.
Now, you stated in past podcasts that Downadoop has spread so fast because of an unpatched vulnerability in Microsoft. Why do you think Windows 7 will be vulnerable?
Microsoft's newly launched operating system, Windows 7, has proved to be much safer than its predecessors. However, as users transition from XP and Vista to Windows 7, malware actors will focus on finding software vulnerabilities and security breaches in the operating system. Apple macOS X users should also consider adopting an anti-malware suite in order to avoid trouble. Apart from the usual spam and phishing attempts that are platform-independent and target any computer user connected to the internet, Apple's transition to the Intel hardware platform will unleash new opportunities for attackers that are currently writing malware for Windows.
And how will cyber criminals be expanding into social media sites?
Building on their experience with social media, malware actors are expected to extend their reach with the new Google Wave, for example, as the search engine's instant messaging service gains popularity. Current social networks will also stay in attackers' crosshair, given the fact that some social networks already surpassed 350 million users. Spam and phishing attempts targeting social network users are also expected to rise. Apart from the fact that social networking websites are expected to become one of the most important vectors of infection, they are also likely to trigger other security incidents, such as involuntary public disclosure of sensitive information.
These are all great things to keep in mind next year, but before we let you go, do you have anything else to share with our listeners?
As always, computer users need to keep in mind that these cyber criminals are constantly adapting their threats so they don't get caught and so their e-threat can cause more damage. With this being said, it is essential to have a reliable security solution installed onto your computer.
Catalin Kasoy, Bitdefender Senior Anti-Spam Researcher. Catalin, thanks again for taking some time to inform our listeners on a recap of 2009 and what Bitdefender's predictions are in 2010.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.bitdefender.com.